This episode of the Old Soul, New Soul Astrology Podcast is brought to you by the Fun Astrology 101 course. If you'd like to learn the language of astrology in a fun and easy way, go to funastrology.com and check out the 101 course. It's right there on the homepage. Welcome to the Old Soul, New Soul Astrology Podcast. Robert Glasscock along with Thomas Miller, and we're going to talk about something that is kind of a presumption in astrology, really. And I realize that some of you may not have crossed this bridge yet in your own paths, and that's totally fine, because I know it was one of the last dominoes that I had to address personally when I completely retooled my life. But specifically, we're talking about, is this our only rodeo and we die and either go to heaven or hell? Or have we done this before? And is this just an extension of a eternal soul journey that goes on and on and on? Well, astrology is pretty much built on the presumption that it is not our only rodeo, that we have done this before. And we had a listener question, Robert, that I'd like to get your thoughts on. She says, is there a way to see how old our soul is from the chart, or how evolved our soul is? And are there aspects that might highlight whether a soul has returned to Earth on many occasions? Great question, and I know it's one that we're working up some more material on, but I thought it would be a good topic for today.
It's a fascinating topic, and yes, it is a part and parcel not only of astrology and the horoscope, but this has been written about since time immemorial. You know, astrology was already ancient by the time that Hippocrates, the father of modern medicine, said any physician who practices being a physician without a knowledge of astrology is a fool. Astrology was already ancient by then, and the writings about reincarnation go back long before Hippocrates, and they've crossed thousands of years here. And yes, there are two places in a horoscope that you can look for past lives. I'm not going to get into the technology of all of that astrologically, but the ninth house and the 12th house are the two places you can look. You cannot tell how many past lives somebody has had from a horoscope, but you can estimate the evolution of a soul simply by the decanate of the position of the planets. Each sign can be divided into three decanates. The earlier a planet is in a degree of a sign, let's say you have Venus at 1 degree of a sign, the implication is that for the Venus archetype in your chart and whatever houses it rules, that Venus is embarking on a relatively new incarnational experience. By contrast, if you have Venus in a very late degree or the last third of a sign, the implication is that you are highly evolved in whatever that means. It could be bad evolution as well as good, but your Venus archetype has been through, in this life, you're bringing back a whole collection of Venus experiences in past lives, so it's considered to be more evolved. The same applies really to length of life. If you have, this doesn't mean literally, if you have the sun in an early degree, you're going to die young. Or if you have the sun, the life force, in a late degree, you're going to die in old age. But it often does. If you have the sun in a very late degree, just taken alone, that can A, indicate you've had a number of solar experience, life force experiences that have been synthesized into this life. And just alone, the sun in a later degree can imply living a long life in this life. So you can't estimate the number of lifetimes, but you can estimate the evolution of each archetype. I have Venus in Scorpio in this life. That's an early degree. So as far as Venus goes, this lifetime is a new, relatively new lifetime experience for me. If you have a planet in, say, from 20 to 30 degrees, that archetype is relatively old, an old soul experience. And the implication there is that the old soul planets, say, in between 20 and 30 degrees of a sign, you've accumulated lifetimes of experience involving that archetype that you now bring forth in this life, and you're mature, relatively speaking, mature incarnationally speaking, with regard to the planets that are in later degrees. Does that make any sense?
Yes, totally. And we've talked about degrees on here quite a bit. So that's just another application of it. And yes, quite definitely so. Let me ask you this. You're saying that it's a guide, not an absolute.
Absolutely. Astrology does not address static facts. So astrology can't say how much is somebody's net worth. Can't do it. But what it can do is give generalities, such as if you have a late degree of a sign rising, say from 20 to 30 degrees of a sign. I don't know. I can't remember, Thomas, what your degree on the ascendant was. What was your Gemini ascendant?
Do you remember? I'm 27 plus plus.
That's what I thought. All right. So you've got a late degree Gemini rising. The and this is your rising sign. So that rising sign is a summary of your whole life on the first cusp. It's the entry into your whole life. It's at 27 degrees. The implication is that the Gemini archetype in this life is highly evolved over a number of Geminian experiences. So you're in communications, which is Gemini, and broadcasting, which is Gemini, and connecting this with that, this person, this idea with that person, that idea, this group with that group, this region with that region. And so the idea of connectingness, which is Gemini's archetype, is highly evolved in you this lifetime. So you're meant to know that so you can appreciate it and capitalize on it. And boy, have you. How many people can sit in a sound booth at home? How many people know enough to put together a sound booth at home, much less to conduct a career like you have in metaphysics, doing audiobooks, being an astrologer, being a teacher, all of those things that are very Geminian on a highly evolved level, 27 degrees rising. So you're at the sort of end of a whole cycle of lifetimes that involve communications of thought and deed and action and teaching, yada, yada, yada. You have Mercury conjunct Jupiter, Mercury ruling that ascendant, and so on. So that's one way that you can look at each archetype in the planet just by degree and see that the implication is the later the degree, the more this person has evolved that archetype and they're bringing it forward in this life, and the more that they can capitalize on it if they're conscious of it.
And then as you see that applied into a chart for us today, for us in this lifetime, what difference does that make and how can we use it to our advantage?
Well, one of the ways to think, if you have a planet in early degrees, it's relatively immature. Now, that can be good, it can be bad, but immaturity shows you've got a lot to learn about that archetype. I have Venus in Scorpio at 4 degrees. It's an early degree of Venus. So this lifetime, for me, in matters of love and money, I will be relatively immature by nature, and it's true, as much as I hate to admit it. And fortunately, hopefully, with astrology, I have grown up, and I have, as involving both love and money, but I had a lot to learn about both of those things. I'm not an old soul in this life when it comes to love and money. I have my moon at 3 degrees Aries. So emotionally, the moon, I am relatively immature. And if I'm not careful, I could wind up being childish. And believe me, I was until I learned, thank God, astrology found me. But I have a very immature moon. It's in Aries, very emotionally impulsive and very immature. So that's a lesson right there just from the degrees of the planets that you can take to heart.
What about the decanates? How does that fit in? So you divide this into third, 10 degrees, 10 degrees, 10 degrees. And I'm just thinking about in your chart, for example, Saturn, which is your chart ruler, is at 10 degrees of Cancer. So there it is, right at the end of the first decanate, beginning of the second, third sections of our lives, I guess, in a sense. What do you do with that?
The decanates are fascinating to study. Each sign has 30 degrees. You can divide that by 10 and get 3 decanates. The first 10 decanates of any sign are ruled by the sign itself. The second 10 degrees of a sign are ruled by the next sign around in the zodiac of the same element. So you were right. I have Saturn at 10 degrees 0 minutes of Cancer. So it's technically in the second decanate of Cancer, which is then subruled by the next water sign after Cancer, which is Scorpio. The third decanate of Cancer is ruled from 20 to 30 degrees of Cancer. That is subruled by Pisces. And you can take those subrulerships and add them to your interpretation and also the planet that rules them. So my Saturn, as you mentioned, at 10 degrees Cancer is subruled by Scorpio, which itself is ruled, Scorpio, by Mars and Pluto. So my Saturn in Cancer has a Scorpionic subtext and is subruled by both Mars and Pluto.
And how does that play into the evolutionary journey?
Well, in my case, Saturn is on my seventh cusp, exactly opposite my first cusp, and that's love and marriage. So the obsessive compulsive qualities of the Scorpio subrulership means in love and marriage, I am obsessive compulsive and very much either or. And earlier in my life, I really, really, really wanted to be in a partnership and be married and have children. After I had tried this twice, not legally married, but the same thing for two different relationships, I finally realized the truth about me is no, I am more interested and involved, obsessively compulsively, if you will, with my work. And my work is very much seventh house. It's consulting other people, this in my case through astrology. But that's where my obsessive compulsiveness has manifest in a constructive way.
Excellent. Well, these are great applications, and I think that certainly would give our listeners some things to think about in her own chart. So thank you for that great information. And if you'd like to submit a question to Robert, we have SpeakPipe. You can do it a couple of different ways. FunAstrology.com is the best way. There's an audio thing up in the upper left. That's orange. And then there's a round button down in the lower right. That's text. So you can do voice, orange, button, text. And pick which way you'd like to communicate, like this listener did today. Thank you so much for listening. The show notes has everything else going on around here, including Robert's reading link if you'd like to check in with him. And we'll see you next time on the Old Soul, New Soul Astrology Podcast with Robert Glasscock.